Jason Quigley, welcome back to Highland Radio Sport. It's good to talk to you again. You're around a week or so out from your ninth professional fight. You're looking to make it 9-0. What's the preparations been like for this one?
Yeah, it's great to be back on the phone with you again. It's a week out today now. This day of week, I'll be ready for action and, looking forward to getting into the ring for another professional fight and another stepping stone to where I want to get to. And preparations have been amazing for this camp. You know, I've been sparring with the likes of David Lemieux, who fought Triple G for the world title, sparring the likes of Gilberto Ramirez, super middleweight, 32-0, fights the winner of Arthur Abraham and Martin Murray for the super middleweight world title. So, you know, there's no reason now why not for me to get in there and put in a great performance, because camp has went well. I've been feeling great in camp, and it's just about winding down now, keeping everything nice and sharp, getting the weight on point, and I'm feeling great and can't wait to get to Vegas.
And I suppose, Jason, this was why you joined up with Golden Boy and why you went stateside, because you're sparring with such a high caliber of boxer and you're learning all the time, and this is the benefit of being part of the Golden Boy side.
Yeah, definitely. Golden Boy is, in my eyes, the number one promoter out there in boxing right now, and they're putting on the most shows, they're putting on the most competitive shows, putting on the most competitive fights, and to move here and to be living here in LA, it's absolutely unbelievable, because the gym that I train in, the Rock Gym in Carson, it's becoming vastly so high caliber of boxers in there right now that, there's people traveling now to come to the gym for sparring and everything like that. Whereas at the start, we might have been doing a bit of traveling here and there to get sparring, but now the sparring is actually coming to us, which is amazing. And, I'm on my way to the gym right now, and I walk in there today, and there could be a world champion there, there could have been a past world champion in there today. It's crazy that the caliber of fighters that the gym attracts, and that's only going to benefit me and the team in there, because the more higher quality sparring that we get, the better we'll become.
And I see as well on photographs on social media, Jason, you're regularly in the mountains running, and there's a lot of them guys out running the roads and running the hills with you too.
Oh, definitely. There's a My Friday evenings and Friday nights are absolutely destroyed, because we have to get up every morning at like 5:30 to go run up Mount Baldy, and it's one of the most horriblest runs you could ever do. But to be honest, it's one of them runs. It's just like you think of that hill coming up out of Letterkenny, and that's what it's like the whole way up to the top. It's about a 40-minute run with just hill the whole way up the mountain. And it's a killer of a run, but you see the views on the way up, and once you get up to the top and you look down and all you can see is the mountains and everything like that, you're on top of the world, and you really feel like you're on top of the world. And, when you run it and complete it, you just feel like you can conquer anything. And, it's an absolutely unbelievable run, but definitely the night before it, it's nearly to keep you up at night thinking about it the next day.
And you have to keep telling yourself that it's all for your own benefit, and it's all about helping along with these stages that you're involved in, Jason. The next stage is Las Vegas. That's a special place for boxing, and you're going to return there. And I'm sure you're highly excited about going to the Hard Rock Casino. It's a major venue.
Oh, without a doubt. The guy boxing in Vegas, for me, is the capital of boxing. It's where all the world champions have fought, where all the greats have become greats, And, for me to be getting a taste of it so early on in my career is absolutely unbelievable for me, And that's one of the reasons, that I've turned professional out here in America, is to get them opportunities, because whenever, I've set out to become the best that I possibly can, and for me to do that, I know one day I'll have the big fights and everything in Vegas, so it's up to me to familiarize myself with these venues and to get in the know, and whenever that day comes, that it's not a huge surprise to me or anything like that. You know, this is everything that's in the pipeline for me. This is my vision. This is where I want to get to. But for me right now, I'm not looking past November 20th. You know, that's my next stepping stone. That's the other key to the door for me to go through to further my career. And, you know, I can't look past this guy now on November 20th. I need to get in there. I need to put on a clinical performance. And, you know, I need to give it absolutely everything I got and take this guy out of there.
The opponent for the fight has yet to be confirmed. You're going on 8-0, 8 stoppages. You've knocked them all down en route to your 9th professional fight. Is it going to be much of the same again, Jason, that you want to do? Or what exactly do you want out of your 9th fight?
To be honest, every fight I get into, you know, I get in to put in a clinical performance. I get into that ring to do what I do best and to show the gift that I've been given by God, you know, to be a great boxer. And, you know, for me to get in there and just put in everything that I've worked in the gym, everything I've worked through my career, you know, I try and back everything up that I've done now and take it all with me and put it all into the ring and put it all into use. You know, so for my 9th fight, I'm getting ready to get in there to put on a great performance, to put on a great show for the fans, the people that come out and watch it. And, you know, it's funny, I say that I don't go on looking for the knockout, but there's only one other person that I heard kind of think like this, and it was Oscar. I just heard him saying it recently enough, that no matter what fighter gets into the ring, you know, in the back of his head, he always wants a knockout. It's just the fighter's instinct, you know what I mean? It's like getting into that ring, it's like the gladiators in the Coliseum. You know, you get into that Coliseum, you want the fans roaring your name, you want them chanting, you want them on their feet roaring and shouting. You know, that's what we crave when we get into the ring. Like, we want that atmosphere. That's what we work our asses off in the gym for, you know, to entertain and to put on a great fight and to become the best that we possibly can, you know. So I'm ready for action, and if the opportunity comes, if I see an opening, if I hurt this guy, well, without a doubt, 100%, I'm going to take him out.
That atmosphere that you mentioned, and what you crave and what you want to do, have you noticed the Quigley following in America growing as the fights have went on, Jason?
Yes, massively. You know, it's to be honest, like, you know, coming here at the start was a bit crazy for me because, you know, everything was just getting so hyped back at home in Ireland with me becoming world number one, world silver medalist, European champion. You know, everything was building up, and, you know, everywhere I was going, people were chatting to me, getting pictures, everything like that. And then to come back here then to LA, to where nobody knows you, and it was crazy, but it was exactly what I needed. It just took me straight back down to what I need to focus on. It took me straight back down to why I'm in boxing, why I've signed a contract with Golden Boy, and why I've turned professional to become the best that I possibly can. You know, so coming out here to LA was unbelievable, and, you know, now things are starting to feel a lot like home out here with all the people that I'm meeting, every fight that I go to now, even if I'm not fighting, if I'm just there to sit in the crowd and watch the fights with the rest of the fans, you know, I'm getting recognized and people are coming up to me, and, you know, it's absolutely unbelievable, and it's such a great feeling, you know, for especially all the young kids and everything like that to come up to you. And that's one of the things that I enjoy about the most about coming home as well, is, you know, seeing everybody and everybody asking how you getting on, and, you know, all the kids coming up, and, you know, it's absolutely unbelievable, and I love every minute of it.
Well, I've seen you attend functions in American pictures, and you were well kitted out. You were well suited and booted. Was it Jason Quigley that went to get his photograph taken with rapper 50 Cent, or was it 50 Cent came to take the photograph of Jason Quigley?
he definitely came. I definitely went to get the photo of him, that's for sure. That was, you know, it was unbelievable. Like, it was one of the, you grow up kind of listening to that music, and, you know, he brought a film out as well, Get Rich or Die Tryin', and I grew up watching that film, and, you know, to meet the man. And, you know, I've had connections with him already through his new underwear range that he's brought out. You know, he's been picked as one of the athletes to wear his new gear. And, you know, I've been in touch with him before, but then to meet him at the fight and, like, a non-business kind of relationship, you know, just to sit there and watch the fights with him and take a few selfies and just have a crack with him. And I'm going to come back to Letterkenny to hit the booty someday, but he wasn't up for it.
Well, listen, Jason, it's not just the celebrities that you're mingling with and people's keeping an eye on you and watching you improve as the fights go on. And I suppose you're building your profile now in boxing, and companies are starting to keep an eye on you as well, because you signed a deal recently with Everlast, one of the biggest names in boxing, and they've come on board. So they're seeing your potential and what you can do as well.
Definitely, you know, it's like Everlast is the biggest name in boxing equipment and the sport. You know, it's unbelievable, and to be given a contract to go over and to be asked to be part of Team Everlast was a great honor for me. You know, and to be part of Team Everlast along with the likes of Canelo Alvarez, Miguel Cotto, Deontay Wilder, you know, all these guys are world champions, and Miguel Cotto has been an idol of mine for a long, long time, and to be part of Team Everlast along with them is absolutely unbelievable, you know, and it's a great honor, and it's a great confidence booster for companies like these to be putting their faith in me, and, you know, to be wanting me to be part of their company. It's unbelievable, and, you know, to be mixing with the likes of 50 Cent and everything as well is unbelievable. But, you know, all this is coming because of what I'm doing inside the ring, and I cannot forget that, you know what I mean? I have to stay focused. I need to keep that tunnel vision. I need to keep the blinkers on, you know what I mean? Because if everything keeps going well for me inside the ring, everything's going to fall into place outside it as well. So I have to stay focused and not get carried away and just keep focused on my performances, keep focused on working hard on the gym, putting everything into context, and, you know, just getting in there and keep performing, and everything else is going to fall into place around it, which it's doing nicely right now, and I'm absolutely delighted for the opportunities.
Just finally, Jason, you mentioned at the start of the interview about this next fight on Friday the 20th is your next step as part of your vision. Let's just remind the listeners of the Northwest here in Ireland what your boxing vision is, Jason.
You know, it's like everything that I've done, you know, I started out as an amateur fighter. I always wanted to be one of the best in amateur boxing, and, you know, I gave it my absolute all. I tried everything I have. I became the best fighter in Europe. I got to the world final, and I became world number one. You know, now as a professional, the hurt that I've received from the world final of getting so close to fulfilling one of my dreams, you know, has really, that hurt has turned into a fire deep down inside my belly. And, you know, I've taken that now into the professional game, and that's what I want to be. You know, I want to be world champion. I didn't make these sacrifices. I didn't work my ass off in the gym all them years and for many more years to come to be happy to come second place again. You know, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to become the best that I possibly can, and, you know, I'm going to give myself every opportunity, and I'm not going to stop until I get there, because, as I said, there's been too many sacrifices in my life, and, you know, I've moved out here to LA, I've made big decisions, and, you know, there's no man, I'm not going to let no man get into the ring across from me and take anything away from me. The vision is to become a world champion, and that's what I plan on becoming. So, you know, it's all about taking it a step at a time. That's the end goal. That's where I want to get to. That's the reason I turned professional. But right now it's November 20th, and that's another key to open up the doors that's ahead of me.
Jason, many thanks for taking the call again, and enjoy your sessions now in the coming week ahead of your next fight. And the best of luck next Friday in Las Vegas. All of Donegal, as usual, will be written for you, and we'll be speaking to you next weekend again, Jason. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much for having me. Cheers.